This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dearest brothers and sisters in Islam. Welcome to episode number 19, Moments with the Quran. In today's episode, I take you back to Surah Al-Kahf, but this time to the story of Musa alayhi salam and his journey to find Khidr and his time with Khidr. And this is the third famous story in Surah Al-Kahf, and it's famous because you won't find this part of the life of Musa alayhi salam in any other portion of the Quran that tells us about the life of Musa alayhi salam. So Musa alayhi salam, he says to his helper, to this boy that was helping him, and the scholars of tafsir mentioned that his name was Yusha bin Nun, who later on became a prophet. Musa says to him that I'm going to go on this journey until I get to the place where the seas meet, to find Khidr. This journey to find Khidr, even if it takes me decades. Subhanallah. Right? So he's going on a journey to seek knowledge. And he's announcing at the beginning, I'm not going to give up, even if it takes decades. And then when we look at the norm of the story, we find two words famously repeated throughout the story. Number one, fantalaqa. And number two, sabr. Right? Let's start with sabr. Because as Musa alayhi salam finally reaches Khidr and he asks Khidr if he can be a companion to him for a while to learn from the mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him, the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him, Khidr says to Musa, إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا. You will never ever be able to be patient with me. Right? The way I teach requires students who are extremely patient, and you won't be able to manage, O Musa. Now, this doesn't mean Musa wasn't a patient person. It doesn't mean in any way or form he wasn't a man of perseverance. Proof of this is in the fact that he told his helper, I will search for Khidr even if it takes me decades. Nobody does this except if they are people of patience and perseverance. But no doubt Khidr knows that Musa alayhi salam is someone taught by Allah, and he has knowledge that from the outset, what I will be doing is something he knows to be wrong. Right? So he will question what I'm doing, especially being a prophet of Allah, because he doesn't know the context behind why I am doing what I am doing. So he's going to question me. And as a result, on my standards, he won't be able to be patient. So he repeats this to Musa. And lo and behold, that's what happened. When Khidr made a hole in the boat, or he carried on doing his other tasks that Allah informed him to do, Musa immediately would question and question the actions of Khidr. And Khidr would say, did I not tell you, you will not be able to be patient? Did I not inform you that you will not be able to be patient? And so on and so forth. So we find this theme recurring throughout. The topic of patience. Also, fantalaqa. Throughout the story, Allah mentions fantalaqa. Fantalaqa meaning they went on. They moved on along their way. After Khidr did something and Musa questioned, and Khidr told him, why did you question? After that, they eventually moved on. But it's interesting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this term, fantalaqa, intilaq. This concept of taking off, this concept of being, this concept that denotes a person of action, a person of not just movement, but transformative movement, right? It's a movement that creates results, subhanallah. And, you know, we read the surah week in and week out, and through reading these words week in and week out, our minds are being nurtured. We are being nurtured to being people of productivity through constantly reading fantalaqa, 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 and also people of patience and perseverance through constant hearing the word sabr, sabr, sabr throughout the story. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we learn from the story, amongst the other lessons, there's so many lessons in the story, and no doubt the most important lesson is how knowledge is the basis of quantum progress, right? And quantum development of the ummah. And movement of the ummah from weakness to strength. Because after the story of Musa comes the story of Dhul-Qarnayn. And he was a man of resources. And it's a story of resources and power. Right? That's the great lesson. And inshallah we can take that in another episode. But in terms of just the day-to-day running of our lives, we all, you know, especially in months like Ramadan, we're trying to bring in good habits and get rid of bad habits. And the process requires, and we learned this from the story of Musa, it requires movement in a transformative way, this concept of intilaq, and it also requires patience. A lot of the time, subhanAllah, we find people giving up. They fail to bring this good habit into their life after a day or after a week, so I'm going to give up, it's not for me. They fail to get rid of this bad habit after a day or after a week, so they give up. What can I do? This is who I am. They start belittling their value, subhanAllah. They give up to the extent that they stop valuing themselves. This is dangerous, brothers and sisters in Islam. And it goes against the way the Quran nurtures us, the way Surah Al-Kahf nurtures us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us read it weekly, so that if we ever have this defeatist attitude, we become motivated again, reignited, re-inspired, to push on, to give ourselves the value that we deserve, that we can achieve whatever we want to achieve. We just got to move progressively, transformatively, and never ever give up. Perseverance and patience. A quick lesson from today's moment, from the third famous story of Surah Al-Kahf. Until another moment, salamullahi alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuhu.